It's not that you're dumb or less talented or unlucky. The simple fact is that you've been wired to fail by well-meaning parents who thought that they were commanding your success. I want you to think back to when you were a child and you were trying really hard to be successful. And your mother said something to you like this: "Hey, little Billy, the first time you go to spill the milk, don't spill it. Don't spill the milk." Now, two really bad things happen to you when you begin to process the command, "Don't spill the milk." The first bad thing that happens, in order to even comprehend the command, you have to think of every possible way to spill milk in order to think, "Don't do that." So your brain goes into imagery, into visualization, into a sensory experience. It goes into the neural patterns and neural nets that say, "Oh, I could spill milk that way. Don't do that. I could spill milk that way. Don't do that. Ooh, that's a big spill. Don't do that one." And so to please your parents, and all children want to do that, you'll think of 50 ways to spill milk and cognitively negate that action. And you can now understand in that energy pattern, in that neural net, if we were to do a PET scan on your brain, that part of your brain that's lit up is the part that's spilling milk. And here's the counterintuitive irony of life. The more conscientious you are, the harder you try not to spill the milk. You're not going to think of 50 ways to spill milk. You're going to think of 200 ways to spill the milk. So in my seminars, I like to tease. You're walking over to the counter and you look up and you think, "Oh, a meteor could come through the ceiling. I need to worry about meteors now." And the more conscientious you are, you've actually increased the probability that you're going to spill milk. And that's not even the worst thing that happens. The second bad thing that happens when you're trying hard not to spill the milk is for you to understand how you feel about things. And this is the mechanism that creates feelings. The brain creates the meaning. It looks at the moment and it says, "This is safe, this is dangerous, this is risky, this is good, this is bad." And it creates the meaning in that moment. It communicates with the hypothalamus, which instantly floods your body with billions of neural peptides. These are little chemical hormonal markers that dock with every cell in your body and say, "Hey, the brain says we're happy, we're sad, we're mad, we're glad, whatever." So we create a feeling in our body that this is the mind-body connection, which is how we feel about trying to obey our mom's command about not spilling the milk. And when you think about it, now that you understand where your imagery is focused, what meanings and feelings are associated with spilling the milk? That's right. Anxiety, fear, stress. So now you're trying not to spill the milk. You have that imagery in your mind of milk going everywhere. Your body feels anxiety and stress because you're trying very hard not to spill the milk. And here's what's bad. While the brain can think, "Don't do that," there's nothing floating around in your body that says, "Don't feel that." There's no not neuropeptide in this process. You will be anxious and stressed out at trying to be successful at this command, even when you're successful at not spilling the milk. And when these children become adults, success sounds like, "Don't screw up the sales call. I can't lose this business. I don't want this person mad at me." Now think about how all of this shifts and changes the moment your parent says, "Billy, pour the milk carefully." You're like, "Ah, I get that. I can do that. I'll think of 50 ways how to be careful. I'll walk slow. I'll use two hands. I'll use a big glass." Think of the feelings associated with that, of pouring milk carefully, how it feels to be slow, how to use two hands. And that feels like success. That raises your self-esteem. And even when you spill, you're okay because you know you spilled for the reason. You pour too fast. You used one hand. And so you go to yourself, "Okay, the next time I'll do this, I'll be more successful." And now, for those conscientious children, do they have to worry about meteors? Of course not. The entire reality that you are creating changes the moment you give yourself a positive command. So now you grow up saying things like, I want to succeed on this sales call. I want to have a magical moment with my spouse. I want to teach my child something positive. I'm not going to define their life on what not to do and how not to succeed. I'm going to go into this sales call and I'm going to know what it looks like, what it feels like, what it's all about. I'm going to know what it is I want. That's why these new age energy patterns or quantum physics or neural programs that run in your brain, they all line up. They all teach us the same thing. Know what you want and you will create that at a high level. Fear what you don't want. Focus on getting less of what you don't want. And in reality, all you'll do is create more of what you don't want. Do the exercises now. I'll see you on the flip side.